Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature number one songs either on the U.S. Billboard charts or the rhythm and blues charts. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, The Jackson 5, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Dazz Band, Eddie Kendricks, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. Well, we'll start this half hour off with the very last number one U.S. Billboard single from the 1960s, Someday We'll Be Together by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Someday We'll Be Together was the 12th number one single for Diana Ross and the Supremes, and their final release before Diana left to pursue a solo career. Well, the song had been written 9 years earlier, in 1960, by the writing team of Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers, two friends who had served in the military together. They were two of the youngest soldiers on base and became close friends. After being discharged, they wrote Someday We'll Be Together. Certainly it was not meant for Diana Ross and the Supremes way back in 1960. Bristol recalled at the time that I was young, romantic, and married. I was on the road quite often, and so was my partner Jackie, who was also married. They recorded the song as a duet, and it was released in 1960 by Johnny and Jackie. Well, Someday We'll Be Together was filed away, and as the end of the 1960s approached, producer Johnny Bristol thought it was time to revive the duo of Johnny and Jackie, and he took a tape of the song Someday We'll Be Together to Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records. Well, Berry immediately exclaimed, "This is a smash for the Supremes," and his decisions were usually right on. Here is Diana Ross and the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
Baby, from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Can fly like a bird in the sky. Hey.
a Motown memory from the Temptations, I Can't Get Next to You, number one in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. Before that, another number one from 1977, Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up, Part 1. And we started with the Diana Ross and the Supremes' last number one, Someday We'll Be Together. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature number one songs for the rest of this edition of Motown Memories. Well, coming up, the second number one song on the U.S. Billboard charts from the Jackson 5, ABC. Well, if ABC sounded like a school lesson, it was. Former school teacher Freddie Perren's role as producer of the Jackson 5 was not so different from his teaching days. He was quoted as saying, "I still do teach in a sense when I work with groups like the Jackson 5. To produce the way I produce, there is an element of teaching because you have to teach them the song the way you want it sung, so they know it before they begin to express it themselves." Well, if ABC sounded like its predecessor, I Want You Back, it was. The music of ABC is the chorus of I Want You Back. Well, producer Freddie Perren confessed that all we did was take that music and keep playing it, adding a couple of steps to it. We cut the tracks for ABC before I Want You Back was really a big hit. Here is the Jackson 5, right here on Motown.
Thank you.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
A 1982 number one R&B tune, Let It Whip, that was the Dazz Band. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars had a number one rhythm and blues in 1969 with What Does It Take to Win Your Love, and we started with the Jackson 5's number one, ABC. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're continuing to feature number one songs for this edition of Motown Memories. Coming up, the one and only number one from Eddie Kendricks, Keep On Truckin'. Well, the voice of Eddie Kendricks had sold millions of records before he attempted a solo career. As the great tenor voice of the Temptations, Eddie had helped them achieve their first hit, The Way You Do the Things You Do, way back in 1964. Well, while David Ruffin sang lead on the group's first chart topper, My Girl, Eddie shared lead vocals with Dennis Edwards on the group's second number one, I Can't Get Next to You. Well, performing solo was not new for the former Temptation. born Edward James Kendricks on December 17, 1939 in Union Springs, Alabama. He was raised in Birmingham, Alabama. With high school friend Paul Williams, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and formed a group called the Cavaliers. After that group broke up, Kendricks and Williams sang as solo artists. Here's Keep on Truckin', right here on Motown. That brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.